What does full FDA approval for Moderna's COVID vaccine mean for high-risk kids under 12? Find out about this and more in today's Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. Moderna's Spikevax COVID-19 vaccine has received full FDA approval for children aged 6 months to 11 years who are at increased risk for severe COVID-19. Previously authorized only under emergency use, this marks an important regulatory milestone for protecting vulnerable pediatric populations. The FDA's decision follows data supporting the vaccine's safety and effectiveness, particularly in children with underlying health conditions. Moderna's CEO emphasized that COVID-19 still poses a serious risk for high-risk children, and vaccination is a key defense against severe outcomes. Spikevax is now fully approved for all adults 65 and older and at-risk individuals aged 6 months to 64 years. Moderna anticipates updated Spikevax doses will be available in time for the 2025-26 respiratory virus season. Common side effects in children include fatigue, injection pain, and rarely, myocarditis, especially in males 12 to 24. Providers are urged to monitor post-vaccine reactions. In our next story, we learn of a new JAMA Network Open study evaluating first trimester antibiotic use for urinary tract infections and the risk of congenital malformations. Among over 71,000 pregnancies, researchers compared nitrofurantoin, TMP-SMX, fluoroquinolones, and beta-lactams. After adjusting for confounders, TMP-SMX was associated with 35% increased risk of any congenital malformations compared to beta-lactams, and a higher risk for severe cardiac defects and cleft lip and palate, though absolute risks were small. No increased risk was found with nitrofurantoin or fluoroquinolones. Results were consistent across sensitivity analyses, reinforcing beta-lactams as the safer first-line option during early pregnancy. This large-scale, UTI-specific study helps clarify antibiotic safety in early gestation and supports guidelines that recommend avoiding TMP-SMX when safer alternatives are available. And finally, in a new randomized clinical trial published in Lancet, researchers evaluated whether taking antihypertensive medications at bedtime reduced cardiovascular risk more than morning dosing. The BedMed trial included over 3,100 adults with hypertension from Canadian primary care settings. Participants were randomized to take their usual hypertensive medications either in the morning or at bedtime, with a median follow-up of 5.2 years. The results? No significant difference in primary composite cardiovascular outcome, which included death, MI, stroke, or hospitalizations for heart failure. Adverse events like falls and dizziness were slightly more common in the bedtime group. These findings challenged prior observational data and suggest that timing of an antihypertensive medication may not impact major cardiovascular outcomes. Clinicians may continue to prioritize adherence and tolerability over dosing time. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.